2 months. Nearly 2 years on the streets had taken its toll. The judge said I could not be rehabilitated, and I was charged with 18 counts of felony. I would not see the streets again for nearly 26 months. I was 17 years old. The first few months, I would have done just about anything for a drink. I knew I was powerless over the drugs, but I really couldn't see what harm there was in alcohol. In the summer, I was released. I wasn't sure where I was going, but a nice cold beer sure sounded like a refreshing celebration of freedom. I bought a six-pack and a bus ticket. When I got off the bus, I got a waitressing job in a bar. By the end of my first shift, however, I had enough money to get a bottle in a sleazy motel room nearby. A few weeks later, I saw him, the only Indian I had met in a very long time. He was leaning over a pool table when I came to work. I put on my apron, grabbed a tray, and headed straight for him to see if he needed a refill. "Who let you off the reservation?" he asked. I was furious, humiliated, and embarrassed. That man became the father of my firstborn child. My relationship with him lasted only a few months and was the first of many mutually abusive relationships that would continue over the next few years. I found myself alone, drunk, homeless, and pregnant in a matter of weeks. Afraid that I would wind up back in jail, I went to live with my brother and sister-in-law. My brother had gotten a very good job and moved to Hawaii. My son was born there, and on the day of his